What if your personal or business brand was so focused and so on target that it was easy for everyone in your organization to understand? What if you connected with your clients on an emotional level so deeply that they never forgot you? This is what the most successful brands in the world do. It's not about ad budgets. It's about developing a consistent brand, no matter the industry, location, or size of the company. Discover your brand and create an amazing, foolproof marketing strategy. This is the Brand Archetypes Podcast, hosted by Kevin Scarrett and Amy Zander, owners of BrandArchetypes.com. Join them on a journey to discover your most powerful, true brand.
Welcome back to the Brand Archetypes Podcast, everyone. This is Kevin Scarrett, and I am with Amy Zander. Hi, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
So we have a special guest today. His name is Dana Ritchie. Hi, Dana. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Glad you're here, and I'm so happy that you volunteered to be our first interview guinea pig for our podcast. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, Amy, why don't you... You get us started. Why don't you give a little bit of an introduction to Dana, and then I'll let you kind of be the moderator today, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, sounds good. So Dana Ritchie is a mutual client of Kevin and I's. Kevin brought me in on the project a couple years ago, but you guys have known each other for several years, and Dana owns Paladin ID in New Hampshire, which is a labeling, barcode, RFID, all things to help you label your products. He works with manufacturing and pharmaceuticals and lots of different industries. And so, Kevin, why don't you tell me kind of how you and Dana met and what his company was like when you first started working with him?
Yeah, sure. Well, my office was located in central New Hampshire, in Laconia. It was right on the borderline of Laconia and Guilford, where I lived. And Dana's offices are in Laconia as well. So I just happened to be across the parking lot from one of the nicer restaurants. And I think that's how you probably found me, Dana, is who are those Acorn Creative people across there? That was way back when my agency was named Acorn Creative, not Flock Marketing. And that was... Well, let's see. I've been in Michigan for 11 years, and that was at least 3 or 4 years before that. So it's been 14, almost 15 years now. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, it has. Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, I got your name from a gentleman that did a talk on marketing and social media at one of the Chamber of Commerce. That's how I made the connection with you. But we did have a lunch at Fratello's, and that was a great lunch.
Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, being... less than 2 miles away from each other was very, very helpful at the time. It hasn't been quite as convenient since then for the last 11 years, but
yep.
800 miles away. But hey, it's the internet and it works, right? So why don't you tell us about Paladin and kind of what you do and.
Okay, I started off as a salesperson for three companies in my space, a reseller of barcoding and labeling equipment. And had the opportunity to go off on my own, and I did. And what I did was I kind of made up a name. I borrowed some logo items from several different of my friends' businesses, cobbled together the colors, and started. And did well for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then I met you. And you said, hey, what about this and what about that? And look at the bigger picture.
We're going to get into that. So, So interesting, when people think about, marketing for their own business, let's say it's a restaurateur or a travel company or a lawyer, or a plumber or something. Everybody has their vision of, how they market their own company. And then I tell people about your company all the time that, hey, if you're going to try to pick a really sexy marketing project, let's pick something like travel because everybody loves travel or food. Everybody loves food. Just like everybody loves barcode labels, right? So it's not, it would not be classified as the sexiest of all marketing, but your task is the same. And our goal with this podcast is to teach people that if you have a really strong brand, your marketing does become easier. So that's what we're going to talk about. So, yes. Okay. So let's have you start out. What archetype did you pick way back when?
Well, Kevin really helped me. Let me just back up. We talked about doing a new website, and I used to be Northeast Barcode Solutions, but I really wanted to extend my reach throughout the mm-hmm. country and parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And Kevin kind of walked me through the Northeast Barcode Solutions is very, very focused on what? The Northeast. So we had to come up with a different idea, a different plan, a real strategy. So he introduced me to his archetype program, and it was very long and in depth. I almost fell over at the cost at the time.
Yeah.
But I'll honest, I'll say right now, it was worth every penny because
just real quickly for the listeners. Back then, my goal was to start it off as a full-blown agency service provider, a service offering, and it was a lengthy, very arduous process where we did competitive analysis and market analysis and identity revamp, and it was really the full-blown agency package. What we do today, it takes less than 2 hours. So, you know, Dana, you got in on the early ground floor approach. And it's not to say that we can't do all those other services, but for someone who's just really trying to figure out how to do the brand strategy, the process is completely different than it was 14 years ago. So, So go ahead. Tell us.
So I decided that I was going to make the commitment, and it was a very long process, but it fleshed out so many things I never thought about. And it came out, we came out with the name, we came out with the colors, we came out with the font. And basically the thing that really stuck with me is Kevin said time and time again, we're going to put a stake in the ground. And that's what we're going to look to on every single thing we do. And to this day, that's in my mind.
Yeah. And the definition really is you picked the hero archetype. And so let's compare. Let's kind of, even though our listeners are not super in-depth expert brand archetype strategists, let's see how it feels. So if I compare Northeast Barcode Solutions to Paladin ID, and Paladin being the knight in shining armor, and, you know, identity being part of what you do as a service, so is it very heroic?
Yep.
It is.
Well, another thing too is, Paladin also is a synonym for Paladin is man of the hour. And so much of what I do being a small business is jumping after hours, jumping on weekends, rushing things, product to customers. And so that was a perfect fit. It was a phenomenal experience, and I can't say enough about it. Even today, it's as good today as it was, you know, whatever it was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah,
I would definitely say that Paladin ID passes our little old lady test way better than Northeast Barcode Solutions. Right?
That's right. Right. Okay. So the process back then, as it would be today, is you pick your brand, you evaluate whether your name is working, and boy, that's pretty tough. Let me tell you, in as many years as I've been doing this, I can count on two hands the number of clients who have made the decision to say, you know what, my name really needs to change. It's not something that I can live with, and I'm willing to throw away all of the brand equity that I've accumulated over the course of years because I can see that changing it would be a better approach, as painful as that sounds. And Dana, you were one of those people, and you were one of those people early on, and I thought a lot of people would make that decision, and that's just not true. It's probably less than 10% of maybe even less than 5% of people even put a serious consideration into it. So if you pick a brand strategy, an archetype, and your name isn't in alignment with it, that's a tough road, but it's you can get around it. But I think a tougher challenge is living with an existing logo or an existing tagline. And again, you made the decision to start fresh. So tell us a little bit about your logo and your tagline.
The logo is a kind of a modified barcode, if you will. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's kind of a silhouette or a watermark in the background. And the tagline is "Make Your Mark." And I love that as my personal kind of testimony, but also is what I do for businesses. I help them make their mark to get their products into the marketplace.
Right. And so as a tagline, it's three words, three syllables. It's tight. It's powerful. And it's such a declaration. Make your mark. It's kind of like just do it with Nike. And the just do it tagline was kind of an inspiration to our copywriters at the time when we did that. And it needed to be bold. It needed to be a declaration. And I'll just to expand on your logo just a little bit more. I remember when Katie was doing the design work for that, our goal was kind of to try to make it look like a shield in a way. And, you know, as a paladin might be holding. So, it's all driven by the brand, right?
Yep.
So tell us a little bit more about how do you think the brand strategy has impacted you? I mean, does it impact all of your operations? Does it impact, is it just marketing? I mean, how does it work into your day-to-day operations?
Well, everything we do is in brand, and you've instilled in that in me, whether it's the color of the pens that we give away at trade shows, the t-shirts, the website, the social media. I've got the right colors, the right fonts. It's everything is consistent. And when you see these colors, you can know that it's my company.
So would it be a mistake to not be consistent? Of course. But what about the whole day-to-day literally affecting everything that you do? I think that's probably one of the things that people raise an eyebrow about most when they start this process is they question that. They go, nah, come on, does it really mean everything, literally everything? And it's like, well, yeah, kind of. And I just wanted to hear from you. Is it, you know, the color of your ballpoint pens that you give out at a trade show, that's pretty nitpicky, but what about bigger stuff, you know, like your document design and your, you know, how you pitch out at client calls? I mean, is literally everything affected by the brand?
Yeah, it's everything. It's the letterhead. It's my trade show booth. Everything is in brand. And even, you know, I'm trying to put an e-commerce store up that you're helping me with. And even the way I say things, and it's the hero image that we want to portray. And it's everything. You know, yeah. it's just everything. And trust me, it's a learning process, but I'm getting it. You know, I'm really getting it.
Yeah. And so how do you think it has impacted your business? You know, what would have happened had we not met and you'd be here operating, you know, 13, 14 years later as Northeast Barcode Solutions?
You know, I can tell you what was happening prior to meeting you and what has happened after. I have had interviews. I've had a lot more people engage with me, talk with me through social media. I look like a very large company. I've got my stuff together, and the funny thing is now when I look at other companies, I can say, ugh.
You know? Oh, I've really taught you well.
I mean, how many times, Kevin, have I talked to you and I'm like, listen, look at this company's logo and look at this. I mean, are you kidding me?
And I get a big smile on my face and the young Padawan learner teaches the master.
Yeah. Exactly. I think you call me Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Right. So you mentioned social media. So a couple of years ago, we brought Amy in onto the project and I was helping you with blogging and we started skinning and revamping your social media approach. And when I started working with Amy a couple of years, it became very apparent to me that the social media process needs to be conducted and managed and overseen by someone who is really a content expert. And so I brought her into the mix and I introduced the two of you. So Amy, why don't you tell us what you do for Dana and how that is impacted by brand?
Yeah, so I really love working with Dana, and just in this conversation, it was occurring to me that he is the best brand evangelist for his own company. We talked a couple podcasts ago about each company being really important to have people looking out for the brand, and he I talk to Dana every week, at least a couple times a week, because I'm producing content for him weekly. And we talk about how to say this or that or making sure things are consistent. And he is really, really involved with making sure his brand is consistent, which is really nice from an owner's perspective. But when I first started writing content, we talked about the fact that prior to me working with you guys, your content was a little bit more technical, a little drier. It was formatted in a way that made it a little bit harder to read online and things like that. And because you are the hero archetype and not the guru archetype, we wanted to jazz it up a little bit, give it a bit, you know, give it a lot more energy, and really talk about the fact that you really do save the day with your clients, because you come in and you look at what they're already doing for their labeling solutions, what equipment they already have, what they need, you know, where they want to be or what they need to be. And you really work hard to integrate what they already have with what they're already doing and try to save them money and time and that kind of thing. So you really do save the day with your clients, and you are the hero in that way. And that's what we portray in everything that we do for content. And it's fun. It's a lot more fun to write about your industry in that way, rather than just being full of technical documents and, you know, data and that kind of stuff. And so I think you did your company a huge service by picking the hero archetype that's full of energy. It's fun. It's fun to write for your company. And I love working with you too, because you are so involved.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In our last recording, Dana, Amy and I were making mention about how important it is for the owner of the company to support it all the way from the top down. And if a larger company were to try to go through this process and they didn't have that support, the owner of the company, the CEO, the president, if they didn't give that support, this would be almost an impossible process. Not only this process, any branding process. If it's not supported from the top, it just makes the road very rough. So, yeah. Go ahead.
If I can just interject here, I think that Kevin, you got me started on blogging, but because I'm working the field every day, and I consider myself an expert in my field, I'm not an expert in writing, and that's what was always challenging to me. So that's why it was great for you to help me, and especially Amy, to take maybe some of my ideas and really put them into the brand and make it easy to read and people easy to digest. And it's a great team. It's a great partnership.
Right. And so, you know, it's a service that we offer outside of branding, but what would happen in your mind to your marketing if we stopped blogging?
You know, my momentum would tail off, and that's where I'm getting all my new business from, people outside my region that they would never hear from me.
Right.
I don't have a big marketing campaign to do magazines and radio and TV and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So in addition to the brand strategy services that both Amy and I offer, we also do the social media marketing. And boy, let me tell you, this whole concept of archetype branding and having a solid brand strategy is so important to me. I think I've actually said this in one of the earlier podcasts, but if a client comes to me and says, hey, I need help with something creative, like a website or social media campaign or, you know, business card, something like that, it doesn't matter what it is. I need to go through the brand process with them, and they need to be able to very clearly tell me what their brand strategy is. Because if I try to do something creative without knowing what that is, I'm going to fail. And if they, as a business owner, can't clearly enunciate and clarify and describe what their brand strategy is themselves, then any process that they go through, marketing or creative or design, it doesn't really matter what it is, it's really hard. So, yeah, I'm glad you have that perspective. And, really want to thank you for participating in our first brand strategy interview with an existing client. You were our first pick, both Amy and I said, yeah, let's talk with Dana first, because, you know, you kind of rock.
So. You do. Yeah. You're one of my favorite clients to work with. They're all my favorite, but you're one of my favorite.
Yeah, they're all my favorite. Assuming all the other clients are listening. Okay, so let's wrap up. Amy, why don't you give us a wind down here?
Yeah, sure. So just want to say again, thank you, Dana Ritchie, for being our guest. And if you want to check out his company, it's paladinid.com for all of your barcode printing labeling solutions. His website's pretty cool. Check it out. And thanks again for coming on and being our guest. If you want to find anything else out about our brand archetype strategy, or you want to find out what your archetype is, you can find that information at brandarchetypes.com and on all the social media platforms.
And so, yeah, next
check
week,
check us out, follow us, all that good stuff. Yeah, Kevin, sorry I interrupted you. What are we doing next week?
Yeah, next week we're going to be, talked about diving into the process of infusing the archetype into your day-to-day operations, just like Dana did years ago. And we're going to do a kind of a little breakdown and bulleted list of things that you can do to start get that process rolling. And we're really looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Brand Archetypes Podcast. Are you ready to discover your company's archetype? Check out brandarchetypes.com, where you can download the book, find out about archetype-specific strategies, connect with us on social media, and sign up for our newsletter.